Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is comedian Organic OK, and this show is about inspired from how it is. You know, I'm inspired from how it is, right? The thing is, what you get from this show platform will be as I go through different communities and I actually interview different businesses in the community in regards to asking them how can we change the community, what needs to be implemented in the community that some people say is already happening. But my point is, as I go to each city that I interview, I would take a few days to clean up illegal dumping. And the thing is, people, as they understand more and more about it, they want to kind of like dissect my intellect property, just move past without dealing with me, just taking, you know. And I'm in the, you know, aspect of organic, so I'm not actually sitting in a pocket as cross-contaminated product where I need to have actual warning labels and hazardous, you know, material mentally to warn you about that you need to be concerned about in any capacity. So in that, you know, as that being said, I don't want anything from you as dealing with the community as individuals and collective as, you know, gathering. I don't want any cross-contamination from you as I carry this organic process through other communities. So that's the thing, you know. As, you know, I see many people have many types of cross-contamination hitting motives. And they don't so much want to even help, you know, the actual, you know, contamination and informing people. And, you know, because believe it or not, as the effort we and those are pitting, you know, together, you have to think about this. What people that you're overlooking and not seeing the ability within them? You see, oh, this person did this, this person did that, you know, they're not going to change it, but, you know, it's something about if you inspire and you take the contamination of people's, you know, those the same conversations you've been hearing, you know, like, you know, like these very deep moments you've been thinking about for years, and we're hearing people talk about it. It's still people out there still holding on to those, you know, vulnerable moments and looking for still those moments to be corrected. And as you move along and don't correct those and being inspired in the opposition and the oppression, and, you know, you know, this is the saying that I've been using. You know, people talk about the crab in the bucket effect, but listen to this, though. See, the crab in the bucket effect is like this. When you have somebody that is the crab, it is the job to display the crab for those that enjoy eating crabs, you know. And to see a crab, you know, get one of the legs taken off, and you dip the crab in the butter, and you have lemon juice squeezed on to actual crab, that is the people that actually benefit, you know, benefit through this actual platform for those to be, you know, in that system. So it's easy to say, well, change this, change that. Think about it. How many people you personally know that came in the same way left out and being changing in others' lives. Do you know anybody that actually was able to carry out the full length of the capacity that truly allowed everybody, you know, to see and be a part of that and allow the harvest to be, you know, roller tilled and giving new fertilizer and new compost that's, you know, aligned to that, you know, that purpose? Because as we see people that are suffering, you know, we look at suffering at different points. We look at people that oppress people that got in, you know, a situation where they were looking under and somebody bumped them and knocked them all under the opposition. And now they're victims and they're not in a position to actually lead. And the people that actually was like them, they see that the person had more strength than they really, you know that they had. And they're like, oh, no, this person's more of a problem than I thought the people that was a problem. So they say, no way, I'll let this person back up here because they, you know, or wanted to, none of what they seen, you know, they may change. They may decide to change and help the people that was down up and change the narrative. And seeing that they're a leader, they understand they're not going to start from the beginning and be thrown back down. They want to be at the front driving and fixing the things. They're going to have people, you know, emotionally in tune so people can be, you know, very therapeutic and, you know, muscle stimulized in the process. And it's keep, like, separating. It should be at a point where we could actually see and feel, you know, the greater things that we truly have looked at in the moments of seeing people think greatness. And we, some kind of where we lost, you know, because so often, listen to this, this community event is for people that is in the community that is listening and not necessarily have the direction, but have the resources, right? So if you put the things in place to change people's life for the better, and you are seeing the life elements that we unfold become the elements that build the actual interior that we mold for people to have greatness and have protection without having to, you know, derail those things because components of parties and moments, you know, fall short and don't actually have the actual infrastructure to sustain it. People slide across and, you know, have their own hidden motives and whole, you know, hidden agendas. It's, you look at it, it's so many people that we want to, you know, connect with in the communities and, you know, and in a position in political platforms that we will never truly have the actual entrance into that capacity because, for one, you know, the schedule that is scheduled for that entrance is not the time that we want to, you know, be a part of that. And for two, the rules that applies to that, you know, we seem to not, you know, understand how that's important to our life and why we should, you know, reform to that, you know, actual platform. But for three, is one of the things that, you know, change the narratives in that actual, you know, is we see so many people that just being truthful, honest, and that will work. Because we allow the harvest of greatness to spoil, and they got to go right into recycling bin. We look and see that, you know, there's no bin there to be, you know, occupy this, you know, recycling process. So everything looks damaged. But you look at things that are great and organic, you know, as you pull out the harvest, it all looks like that.
And so it's like, oh, wow, this is not how disasters look. This is how life looks. As you eat, you're going to make a mess, you know. As you bring the food onto the table, it's going to be organized, but the great appetite is always going to look like a mess. And we're not looking at that. We're looking at like a disaster, but that's a great appetite for our life. And that's why it's always things inspired people, because a great appetite is what you're seeing. You're not seeing disaster. You're seeing a great appetite for life to show you at different steps and different points where we are moving, you know, in a direction where we're going to see so many, you know, fantastic and great things that we are going to be, you know, impacting and being a part of in people's life. So, yes, this actual platform is for, you know, your city. Yes, possibly your city, you know. We don't know exactly that time and date, but it definitely happened. You know, each week, the show only goes on once a week at this, you know, point in time. And the show is technically scheduled for 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Today is a later show. The show, it aired at 11:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So when you actually listen to this, when you get the chance, you know, I don't know what time you listen to it, but, you know, it's at your, you know, fingertips. It's at your, you know, just, you know, resources based on, you know, I don't know if you actually have listened to this and actually called in or actually went on to the actual search engine and put in the actual show program. And this is what it is. And I know that it's moments in you that we are having a conversation, you know. So one of the things that, you know, I've been talking to different communities, and I asked them, I say, oh, how's it going, you know. And I asked somebody about actually having them host this show at the actual facility. They gave me all kind of, you know, runabouts and, you know, and I get it. You know, it's, you know, you have to look at this in a very simple way. You know how we keep on, you know, carrying on that, you know, cross-contamination and that, you know, things that, see, when you get where you need to go and you think, oh, that's all I have to do, I'll just do that, and man, it's not like that. The most you're getting out of your happiness, you already invested. Now, once that tree grows, it's going to be fruit out of your reach. And you're not going to be able to be comfortable in reaching for the fruit that may look more tasteful. You have to go out your way. You have to climb up the tree on top of a ladder. You're going to have to go through all these oppositions to get that fruit that you thought, hey, you just thought that you was able to get the fruit that you're looking for right in front of your fingertips. Like, it's just, hey, it's going to go exactly where you want it. Now, you got some cases where people fruit trees and they got the house and structures and things convenient. But for some, they got to go through all these headaches and chopping the tree and, you know, the fruit way up there. And that's what, you know, levels of commitment means. It grows a different altitude. So, yes, as you see things, you see others, they're not necessarily going to have the same level of commitment, insight, in what you actually able to do, right? Because the thing is that some people do not, listen to me, some people do not want to work with you. They're the same person that you're trying to figure out how to get rid of you, you know? They want to figure out, like, how can I do what he's doing without having to deal with him? You know, you think it's just, oh, you know, people just, No. It's more to it than meets the eye. Okay? Person that you think, oh, man, I'm trying to get them involved. Man, sometimes people are not involved for a reason, man. Don't think all this history and all this, you know, resources been here and people not dealing with each other and not working on a certain platform for no reason. You know, there's been a lot of people that played a big role in greatness happening and hiding greatness in plain view. And for you to find it, you carry on the greatness legacy. And you are, see, people also tell you on who's going to take on this and who's going to do this. And to me, growing up, I used to tell people all the time, I'm saying, man, they don't own that. They don't have to, they don't have, I mean, that is a free space for anybody to have desire. And that's the thing that I will always tell somebody. I don't care how much I like somebody. I know as I came up, I had desires beyond what people, you know, even imagined my desires was, and creative ability and pushing it. And I'm like, they don't own desires. They're trying to tell me that they, because they got these fans. People come and go in his life capacity all the time, like danger. It's things that people always going to be having ability. And to tell somebody that, yeah, I know who's going to be the next person, they're going, yeah, you may have some idea, but you free organic. None of those things will fall in place because people try to, as you need help and you're going through a devastating moment in your life, people are trying to curate to just, you know, pitch you in your grave early. You know, you see all these elements. It's like people just trying to figure out ways to try to destroy you. Trying to destroy you and use you is part. They want you to be the, you know, like the little mannequins and people. Yeah, they want you to be right there. You know, it shouldn't be. We shouldn't be at this point. We should not be, you know, worrying about elements of people that are not there for the purpose, you know, not there for the desire of connecting. People trying to tell you, you could be the one that's going to change everything, and they're trying to get you to modify your greatness to fit in to other people's narrative so they can collectively, you know. At that time when they was doing that, they was in there, you know, bullying people that was great and seeing them fall down and they just sitting there stepping on them, you know. And, you know, greatness is something that it should not be, you know, cheated like that. And that's why it's always, greatness is always trying to get an opportunity to be, you know, presented in places that you wouldn't expect. But people sit there and take greatness and they give them the greatness the short end of the stick. And it's not supposed to be like that. This is Comedian Organic OK. We had 40 after the hour. This is, you know, inspired from how it is, you know. And, you know, I spend so much time in the community and I've seen so many types of people. And I think one of the things that we need to focus on that we haven't, you know, really given is desire to care. You know, I see people, just one person doing all these amazing things and all these things in order. One person doing all these amazing things. And it's so amazing, you know, the community platform. So that's go over for a moment. So, you know, regards to Comedian Organic OK and, you know, platforms that, you know, is being worked on. For one, as, you know, community, this Friday platform is about, you know, coming to the community, cleaning up the community, working with different businesses, different, you know, community platforms. And the community platforms are an extension to actually help the platform so we can continue to clean communities and change the, you know, the narrative of what's going on. And so it's powerful in that perspective. It's a lot of people are doing similar things that are, you know, connecting, but You know, one of the things that I see so often, when I see great ideas, it's just not the great idea just pitch you into the place. It's like it connects with you. It's not necessarily connecting in a way that you define people, define things that you're not passionate and connected with. So this is the thing. With this platform, it's about how I connect with the people that have the desire and, you know, in using that purpose and using that moment. But, you know, one of the things that people try to disconnect with that is desires and the things that try to, you know, kind of suffocate you with those moments so you won't actually have any mobility and seeing things beyond their ability. But they want to kind of put you in a place where you're kind of locked into the narrative that they want to present. And even if time changed and dates changed and birth changed, and, you know, they don't want you to be in that space where you seem beyond them. And so because they're in the moment of what's going on now, they want you to be enhanced for their moment, but not the moment that's moving on without their consent. And that's how moments really move. And days really come, you know, and nights really, you know, become the backdrop, you know, where you can see, you know, great things that allow you to have to see the vibration, you know, have you to see things different, you know. And so that's how the altitudes of greatness, you know, it hide in, you know, certain lights. So, yes, it's, you know, something that if you want to, you know, be a part of actually, you know, having okay come to your city, your town, you know, we're going to make, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to make it available where you'll be able to give us information, you know, and because of coronavirus, you know, we can't actually do a lot of things as far as interact with people as this actual platform was intended to be as organic. But we have to, you know, look at, you know, how the vibration levels, as you would do with others, and how we, you know, connect. And we will not disconnect. It's connecting. It's a different extent. It's a different extension to find other parts of your, you know, internal drive, right? Because as we move through times and great ideas and things just fall in place, and you find people that you never seen before, and you just find a very deep, sincere, you know, purpose that actually align for you to actually achieve. So, yeah, it pit moments, you know, meeting people, pit moments in your mind and in your body, and pit things that, you know, you didn't have any idea. Pit the rest, you know, allow those things to, you know, move on and get, you know. So with saying all that, you know, we at 6052 after the hour, and this is, you know, comedian Organic OK. And I say to those, you know, I had looked in and I've seen so many communities. I've seen so many lands. I've seen so many trees, you know, and I've looked, seen my reflection. And my reflection was telling me, have you truly used your vision? Have you truly used the image that's been put there? Or are you just sitting there looking for a display to cover up the truth? You know, and I said, no, I'm not here to change. I'm just here to clean the vision so the vision can be seen clearly. But if you change and clear the vision, maybe for that person that is showing the vision, maybe that is the collage, right? When we have collage and things that are imaging sliding, it may not be meant for us to change that, as it's meant to, in the sense, it's meant to connect. and slide us along the vision and connect us to all the actual points and moments that we collectively are a part of in different moments. We're not always connecting, you know, the actual connection of each, all those things connecting as they all collectively come together. But each vision is a part that's already, when you're doing collages and things like that, people tend to, you know, cut and pit in things, image that would, you know, bring the matches or the PowerPoint together with the story. So when we are taking words that people are, you know, in a sense, or, you know, sculpting a certain narrative of our thought, have we really seen the greatness of us looking at people in thought saying, why am I so lusting for something? Is that a desire? Is this something that they're telling me that really is me, and they're the part that I disconnect with? Is I'm the lust for them, but they're using me to betray the hatred in me so I can look at the image as it is powerful. But really, if I'm powerful, then the image is less desirable for me. So what is really going on? Are we really seeing the greatness in us? Are we being tricked to feel that the greatness is for others? Is the others separated? Because if we're together, it's not even rooted for us to even matter in that moment. It's for us to be captured in the moment. It's for us to share. Seeing a vision, seeing ideas come to you. Then you have those that take your ideas because they figure out little clever ways to see messages that is wrong. That is the most pleasurizing slave tactic that someone said that they're educated to steal. You're telling me that was your natural idea to come up with this? You figured out a way to see something somebody else aspired to do, and you figure out a way how to write their story and picture plagiarizing, bootlegging, undermining propaganda in place to carry the narrative stating. That's why so many people that creative don't technically even get the ability. They get all this kind of emotional kind of menacing to degrade and pit this side effect in your mind. People do that, set back in different ways. You think people are smart as you think they are. They don't realize it's been so many groups that people come through time and time again. And they have not got their title, you know, corrected, you know, because they have played that. Because we connect greatness, and greatness feel collected. This is Comedian Organic OK, and we have wrapped this show up. And everybody, this show is, I'm inspired, you know, from how it is. And everyone, you know, this is connecting. And I don't want to forget those connections that have opened up bigger vision. You take care. And for those that's fighting, fight does not end because you don't have a punch. The fight ends when a punch don't have to swing from the truth that opens up with the strength, and that is falling the knockout vision without answers. Take care, everybody. This is Comedian Organic OK. Stay tuned next week. This is Inspired From How It Is. Take care, everybody.